And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, August the 29th, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Love is the master key that opens the gates of happiness, of hatred, of jealousy, and most easily of all, the gate of fear. How terrible is the one fact of beauty." That was Oliver Wendell Holmes, the poet and the physician, born in Cambridge in 1809, a friend of Emerson's, of Longfellow's, other Boston intellectuals, who helped to found the Atlantic Monthly magazine in 1857. And it was Holmes who came up with the name, famous for his poem Old Ironsides and also for his collection of essays, The Poet at the Breakfast Table, in which he wrote, "We are all tattooed in our cradles with the beliefs of our tribe. The record may seem superficial, but it is indelible." It was his son who was the Supreme Court Justice. This was Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr., who said, "Insanity is often the logic of an accurate mind overtasked. Good mental machinery ought to break its own wheels and levers if anything is thrust among them suddenly, which tends to stop them or reverse their motion. A weak mind does not accumulate force enough to hurt itself. Stupidity often saves a man from going mad." And it's the birthday of the man who said, "The actions of men are the best interpreters of their thought," John Locke, the philosopher, born in Somerset, England, 1632, who believed that all knowledge is derived from the senses and that we can know about morality with the same precision that we know about math, because we create our ideas. His essay concerning human understanding, published in 1688, a big hit all across Europe. Here's a poem for today by Julia Kasdorf, entitled "Years From Now When You Are Weary." Years from now, when you are weary and worn out, wondering how you'll pay a bill or make the rent or meet a deadline set by some thoughtless boss, and kid, such days will come. Remember yourself at 5. Hair light from the sun or just from being young, new lunchbox pasted with butterflies, how you hung your backpack on a hook, then wouldn't let me take your picture on that first day of school, sending me out of that classroom to the car, to my job, where a pair of bats flapped in the hallway. Bats may be just bats, but one darted into my office quick as the boxer's head that bobs and weaves and never gets hit. It landed and hung from the drapes upside down as you hung in my body for a while. Bats are not the only flying mammals. That afternoon, in line for the bus, you cried, so tired you thought you'd fall asleep and miss your stop. Years from now, child, in some helpless dusk, remember that fatigue, but how you made it home to me anyway, in the care of a kind farmer bus driver. Recall that once I arrived late, your bus gone, and when I found you carefully seated by a coffee pot in a corner of a dim garage at the school bus lot, you just said, 'Let's go, Mama. Don't tell anyone about this.'" A poem by Julia Kasdorf, "Years From Now When You Are Weary," from her collection Poetry in America, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.